gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress. Praise to God Almighty, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, our keeper. And the Spirit is one that keeps us 24/7, as we said. And we must give heed to the Spirit of Christ every day of our life, every moment of our life. That's to let Jesus know that you're in connection and you are listening to what he has to say. And what he has to say is found in the 66 books that we pick up and we carry with us every day, or on Sunday, maybe every weekend, we carry with us on Sunday. That's the word of life. The Bible tells us in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, there's nothing in this earth that was made that God didn't make. Only thing he didn't establish was sin. We did that on our own. When he gave us the freedom and a will, we started turning our back on him. That's why Satan is on earth today, because God had him threw out of heaven. And that's why we catch it on earth now. This earth is supposed to be peaceful, nice, and kind, compassionate, considerate. Never supposed to be no arguing, no fussing. None of this stuff supposed to exist in God's house. Jesus, the author of peace, of love, of patience, of understanding. And that's what we got to get. When I look around myself, and I ask myself questions all the time, are you ignorant? Are you always trying to raise hell or see faults in other people? I ask myself that question before I stand before you all, because I don't want to be caught in crossfire between God and me. I'm talking about God, not you. See, if I get up here and talk a lot of talk and don't live nothing, I ain't nothing to me. Well, I always heard when I was coming up, practice what you preach. Practice what you preach. If you preach Jesus, you ought to live Jesus. If God put gifts in the church, use it to the glory of God. Don't look for no stardom. You don't need no stardom. So when you get to Christ, what you going to be looking for? He going to tell you, you got your reward already. So we looking for the gospel of peace. And you know, every Sunday we get up, we talk about what you're supposed to be doing. Always preaching to you how you're supposed to live. Today we're going to talk a little bit about how the leadership, the preachers, and the elder supposed to assume the responsibility of representing Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of times we go off target because we get in self. We get hung out in self. We start believing that we it.
Yeah.
As long as we're on this earth, Jesus is it. He's everything. And if we don't strive to be like him, we in an error. Our everyday job is for to try to be like Jesus. There's not a preacher on this earth I want to be like. I want to be like Lionel Smith. I want to have my compassionate spirit with everybody. And when you meet me, you ain't supposed to meet no stranger. You should be joy and peace. When you see me, you ought to be looking for peace and happiness and patience. Shouldn't look for nothing there. As a pastor, as a leader, all you're supposed to do is look for good out of them. Never evil. That's the work of the devil, looking for evil. The Christian church is supposed to just look for good things. God made everything good. When he made it, he said it was very good.
Very good.
The only rejection he had was us. Was us, man, who was made in his likeness and in his image. But today we're going to talk about our leadership, about the preachers and the elder people. You know, elders is the head of the church, the pastors, the preacher, the priest, and the older people that's in the church. Young people, you can be part of church, but you can't be an elder. Elder, God expect you to stand up and let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. I don't need your glory. I don't need your glory. I don't need your pats on the back. I need your ears that you can hear what the Lord has said to the church. From 1 Peter 5, verse 1 through 8. And it reads as thus. The elders which are among you, I exhort, whom also an elder, and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not by fear to lucre, but a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Listen at this now. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and gives grace unto the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, that you may exalt, he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him. For he, Jesus, cares for you.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, which is the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. You may be seated.
Yes, sir.
Elders, do it God's way, and his glory shall be revealed. You know, as I live on this earth, and there are ups and downs in all of our life, but I'm mainly talking about me as a leader for God. When I meet my ups and downs, I try to stay the same person. I want to be the same person. When I'm sick, I want to be the same person as when I'm well. When I'm in need, I want to be the same person when my cup runneth over. I got to show God as my leader, show God as everything to me, as being my dependent person. We're not supposed to go around here depending on other folk. Ask me about it. If you put your trust in mankind, he going to hurt your heart. Please believe what I'm telling you. Man will hurt your heart. You don't trust in him. Put all your trust in God, because he's the one that cares for you. We talk a good game, and that's easy to come out of our mouth. Satan knew the word of God, and the Bible said he trembled. Many of us know the word of God, but our pride won't let us tremble before mankind. But God wants us to be steadfast, unmoved, always abounding in the works of God. When you see me, you should never see me off course. You should always see me in tune with what the Word says. If I can't stay in tune with the Word, I need to shut up. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not what? The things I say. We got to stay tuned up with God. The Bible said the elders, listen good, which among you? All these preachers and older people, the preachers and the elder people, stay tuned in to God. You don't need no message from me. You need it from God. But if I get up and speak, it need to be coming from God. Not nobody else but God. God need to assure you that he's with you always, even till what? The end of this world. He said, those elders which among, I'm going to lift them up. I tell y'all all the time, I never cut a man's throat. That wasn't what I was sent to do. I was sent to lift up, fix broken hearts, We have to be the same way, all of us. He said, now I'm a preacher too. I'm an elder also. And then I bear witness of the suffering Savior. I've been through trials and tribulation. You've been through trials and tribulation. Once you acknowledge what you've been through and know who brought you through it, that's what we got to do. If you don't acknowledge that, you ain't of God. And say, and when that time comes, you're going to partake of the same glory that of him. We all want to be like Jesus. Everybody in the church, all, that's ought to be their testimony. I want to be like the Lord. I don't care what line else get up and say. I ain't worried about him. I'm listening to what he's saying, but I want to be like Jesus. I hope he's preaching Jesus, because that's who I want to be like. Because as you try to be like me, you're going to go some pitfalls, some sorry moments, some days you regret of where you are. But if you be like Jesus, he's the victorious person. He never lost nothing. You know, I hear people going around all the time, and it's preachers too. If I don't break my leg, I can't serve the Lord. If I don't run into a ship, I can't serve God. What I can, that ain't got nothing to do with me. Your problems don't make me a Christian. Jesus make me a Christian. And I have to hold on to what Jesus gave me. And I got to use what he gave me in order to obtain his glory. I never supposed to get up here and think I got it all in pack. And that you don't know nothing. You dumb and ignorant don't know nothing. And I know if never... That's not in me. I believe in what the word is saying. Here the scripture say, I exhort you. I'm also a preacher. Preachers should never down another preacher. A preacher should never down another preacher. He always trying to build him up. Even if you see him in discord, you got to go to him, not nobody else. And talk to him how to get him back in check. The Bible says, if we overtake it and fall, ye but your spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. And you got to always look at yourself. I don't know where I come from.
That's right.
I ain't always been in no pulpit.
That's right.
I ain't always been up to my hallelujah.
Amen.
I had some bad days.
Amen.
I also had some good days. God ain't going to let me stay here with all bad days. Now, so if you're having bad days every day, something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. God give us good. The best he ever had, he gave us. And we need to follow his order. He's telling me and all, the, not just the preachers, but all the elder people. See, we discard people sometimes. See, the elder mean the priest, high priest, the shepherd, under shepherd, whatever. But you know what we do? We got people in the church got a lot of wisdom, older people, got plenty of wisdom. I used to live side of a man, had nothing but wisdom from God. He wouldn't know what his name said, but he knew more about the Bible than I ever will know. And he'd tell me what the word said. And I know that come from God, because he wasn't educated. But he know way more than me. And I thank God for him that I can give a reference back to him. And see, that's what God wants us to do, to lift one another up. Lift one another. He said, feed the flock of God. Now, this is to the leadership. Feed the flock of God, which is among you. And look what he said. Taking the oversight. I'm not y'all boss. I'm your under shepherd. I'm the one that God has appointed to feed you. That's all I am. I'm nobody special. I'm a servant of God. What do servant mean, slave?
Slave.
Servant means slave. If you're a slave, you obey your master. And that's what I try to do every day of my life, is to obey my master. Now, I know a lot of men got good thoughts, but I don't pay attention to that. Let their thoughts be their aim. But I want to obey God rather than man. Every day of my life, I want to do what God say, and never what a man say, because he trickery.
Yes, Lord.
Man, trick. Even in the church, they trick you.
Yes,
I know y'all didn't want me to say that, but I had to say
yes,
it.
Lord.
You got triggered in the church.
Yes, Lord.
If it don't be my way, I'm going to get mad. God help us. If I don't sing my song, I'm going to be mad.
Yes.
You don't let me sing, I'm going to be mad. My mouth going to be poked off for 30 minutes. I ain't going to even hear what the preacher get up and say. Because I'm mad with you. You wouldn't let me sing my song.
Yes.
You wouldn't let me pray my prayer.
Yes.
God gave me a prayer. I gave everybody in here a prayer.
Yes.
You got to have wisdom. Why you want to eat everything up, don't want nobody else to eat? God ain't called us. He said we are peculiar people, respectable people, a people that got love and agape love. Bible tell me, just take the oversight line. Don't you run everything. You put people in positions
yes,
in the church
yes,
to govern every part in the church that you can give yourself to the word, labor in the word and doctrine. Do we do that? No. We go around here trying to find faults in people and trying to think we got it all intact. And the Bible tells me don't push nothing on nobody, not by constraint. Why are you trying to push me and make me a Christian? Don't do that. That's a sin against God. Give it freely. Give the word freely. And they're going to accept you freely. And once they accept you freely, they accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And they become sons of God, heirs and journey heirs together with Jesus Christ. And you don't have to keep coming back over and over telling them the same thing. Same thing. There's something wrong with that. When I get up, pray for my foot today. Next week, I'm praying for my foot again. The next week, I'm praying for my foot again. Where your faith at? Where your faith at? Tell me where your faith at. You got to pray believing. If you don't pray believing, you're praying amiss. That's not knowing it's going to happen anyway. We got to be sure that we're doing what the Lord say. He say, feed the flock of God, which is take the oversight thereof. Mm-hmm. Not by constraint. Don't make nobody do nothing in the church. There's a lot of preachers say, I'm the pastor there. You're going to run it like I say. He out of order with God. He out of order with God. Not by constraint. Willingly. Compassionately. If a brother be overtaken in fault, don't you jump on that brother. Especially around me. I'm going to straighten you out. Don't jump on nobody around me. I'm going to straighten you out. You need to be sit down and talked about God. You're not always jumping up. Tell me what God told you. God don't speak but one person in the church. That's the pastor. You need to get that in your craw. We're talking about leadership now. He'll reveal something to you, but it's for you. It ain't for the congregation. What he give me is for the congregation. Not nobody else. We need to understand that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why would he have 10 preachers in the church, 10 pastors in the church? That ain't nothing but the corruptions. We all don't have the same mind. All us not governed by the same spirit. So we're going to have the people confused. We got to have one mind. One mind. One spirit. This is what God wants from us, one mind and one spirit. Everybody willing to love one another. And pastor, don't you pastor for no money.
Yeah.
I'm hearing all the time now. I go around here, as I go from place to place, I'm hearing people say, I pastor for
$10,000.
I pastor you for $100,000. That's so far in left field, it hurt my feet. You want a pastor, you go pastor the people. If a man desires the office of bishop, he desires a good thing. But you got to walk in order, though. You got to stay in order. You got to do it like God say do it. Not what you want to do. See, that's why the church is failing in these days and time. We want things to go our way. No, the 66 books here for our guidance, that we go by what the book say. If we go by what the book say, you ain't going to never be in no trouble. Never be in any trouble when you go by what the book say. He said, don't try to be lost over nobody. of God's heritage.
That's right.
The church was built by Jesus.
Amen.
And not another man. He ain't find nobody worthy to establish his church on earth or in heaven but Christ Jesus. And we got to thank God every day of our life for putting the spirit of love inside of us. It used to come up on us, but now it's inside of us. It leads to God and instructs us into all righteousness and all truth. Never negativity coming from God. When you was overcoming a fault, the Apostle Paul made it clear, say, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one. Stop cutting them down. Stop cutting her down. When a lady brought to Jesus for the very act, the religious leaders brought him. See, that would hurt me. Preacher ain't got no business lying. Ain't got no business finding no faults in nobody. He ought to be trying to lift everybody in the church up, try to make them feel like they the king or they the queen. That's our job. Not to go cut down, cut throats. This ain't God's way of doing things. He said, don't you think you lord over nobody. What God established. You just be a mouthpiece and a spokesman for God. And you got the Bible tell me now, and this is what the book say here. He said, I got to be an example.
Yes, sir.
I have to be an example of what I teach and what I preach. I have to be, my lifestyle got to show positive in the church. My lifestyle got to show positive out of the church. Wherever you meet me, I need to be the same person. My conversation should always be pure.
Yeah.
Always. I should never have a sad moment. I should always be down to lift you up and tell you how great you are, how beautiful you are, how well you look. That's my job. And you're supposed to take it as a compliment and make you get in the book harder. Study harder. Learn to love people the way God say love them. Say, you got to be an example to the flock. When you preach it all over America, I ain't worried to talk some people Bible in the church as being a preacher. I'm a pastor teacher, and I stay in my role. I don't get out of my role. I know sometimes we like to get all energized and everything. Oh, that's good. That's you. That's what it takes for you. But what it takes for me is pure word. I got to be saturated with the word. Not what I heard, but with the word. And God, he going to give me my glory in due season. He said, because he said, when the chief shepherd shall appear, that's Jesus. You go around here, I'm the shepherd of that flock. I ain't no shepherd. I'm under shepherd. I never step up that high and say I'm the shepherd because I'm trying to take over Jesus' job, in which I wasn't worthy to do. He said, when the chief shepherd shall appear, now, say you have received a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Good God Almighty. What God got in store for me when I meet him is for me only. It's for me only. And he going to pay me according to the work that I've done whilst I was yet here in this body, on this earth. Not what I needed to do, but what I did. How I treated my people. How did I live in the midst of my people? How did I didn't exalt myself at no time? I know y'all are not familiar with it, but you never hear me call myself Reverend. Never heard that since I've been speaking. Never Reverend. I don't believe in that. The only Reverend is in heaven. That's mankind made that word a Reverend. I'm a bishop, a brethren, a slave, my heir with Christ. That's all I am. When I exalt myself, the Bible says I'm going to be a base. That means I'm going to fall hard. Well, you ever heard about the bottom going to fall out? The system make me some sense. I just thought I was a good ball player And when I didn't make the major league, I was hurt. I was very hurt because I put in all the hard work that you're supposed to put in.
Yes, sir.
And when it's time for me to get drafted or whatever, I wasn't drafted. That hurt me to my heart.
Yes, sir.
I worked every day, played every day, practiced every day, did everything to the T, and didn't go. I was hurt. See, I don't go around here lying about I'm this, that, and the other. No, I'm just a servant of Jesus Christ, governed by his Holy Spirit. And that's all we all supposed to be, servants of Jesus Christ. See, when Jesus come, he going to give me my appreciation. I know we're all just waiting on appreciation from Christ, huh? I ain't worried about what you think about me. Some of you like me, some of them don't like me. But it don't matter with me. I like Lionel. I love Lionel, me. And I'm going to treat you right like kings and queens. The Bible says, likewise you younger. Now, I know that this don't fit well in this day and time. But I'm looking at it in the book. And I got my glasses on, new pair. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto who? Lord, have mercy. These five-day prescription preachers come up and know everything. They done experienced everything. They know what it takes to go through Becker's Valley, and they never been in the valley. They know what it takes to address a crowd or a congregation. They already know what it takes instead of getting up just visiting. No, you got to listen to God. In this Bible here is the instructions for everything that could happen on this earth. The answer is in this book here. And if you read this book, I ain't telling you to read the whole book, just keep reading all the time, and you're going to run into stuff that you never heard. And in this Bible, been here for centuries. You're going to run into stuff you never heard before. And you're going to say this one day, I've been reading this all the time and never seen it like this before. Well, God give you spiritual revelations for you, not for me, for you, that you can receive and be anointed of God and be like God. Strive to be just like the Lord. And he say, young, and it's hard. And this day, he said, oh, all the technology and stuff that we got going on now, a young preacher come up now, oh, Lord, he want to go to the top in 3 months. He want to be pastor in 3 months. You got to learn. This is a learning stage. When I first started pastoring, I ain't know nothing about no pastor. I had to grow into that. Nobody on this earth know nothing about no pastor. You got to grow into it. But you got to grow through the word of God. You say the young got to be submitted to the elder. And we don't see it no more like that. This Bible now, young submit to the elder. Yeah, all of you be servants one to who? Another. I ain't supposed to be where I know everything in the church. Just like when Moses was leading the children of Israel. Jethro, his father-in-law, told him, say, Moses, get them people, some leaders, or pick some leaders and put them over all these departments, and the more worthy ideas, the more worthy problem, bring it to you. And that's still stand today. We the workmanship of God, all of us, not one of us. All of us the workmanship of God. And we got to do it like he said. See, we serve one another. Be clothed with what?
Humility.
Lord, have mercy. How you going to pastor right in hell? Y'all talk to me. How you going to pastor right in hell with people? First thing, you're going to get your head knocked off. Because the people you're trying to get saved ain't saved, they're going to knock it off. They don't play that. You got to treat people with humility. This was in the book here. Say, for God resists the proud, but give grace to who? I'm going to tell it like it is. The Bible says this. I'm going to tell it like it is. But you got to have some wisdom and know how to tell it. You just don't speak out just because it's true. You got to humble yourself in the spirit of Christ and tell it just like Christ said. But you got to know how to approach people. You approach them wrong, you're going to run everybody off. You had 500 in the church, you ain't going to have but 100. After you get up and get bigger than like how great you are and how less God is, you ain't going to have nobody in the church. You got to teach people the principles of God. Teach them with understanding, with patience, showing love always. We like to take control a lot of time. We like to take control. Sometimes we go on the job. Lord, help us. Get hired today. Next 3 weeks, you want to show me what to do. I've been there, y'all. I had 38 years and 5 months of that. I know what I'm saying. I ain't guessing on nothing. You hire people to do something for you, they go do something else. And then they come and say, oh, I thought you wanted to know. I didn't tell you to do that. Don't do it. If I don't tell you, don't do it. And then you got to be patient. You got to be patient with everybody. See, God resists the proud. You know everything. He ain't worried about you. He going to let you run on ahead and condemn your own self. He said he gave grace to the humble people, meek people, fine spirit people, people that love one another, people that ain't got no problem with one another. See, you can dislike me all you want. I know you dislike me. I'm going to be so nice to you.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to melt you.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be nice to you till I melt you. Kind words the Bible tell me turns away the wrath. Speak good, kind words to me, you got me. That craziness, I'm against you from Jump Street. You got to speak kind to me. I'm not a hell raiser. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in no talk back. I don't believe in no arguing. I don't argue with nobody. That's since I was a little boy. I never argued. Because if I argued, I told you this, I'm ready to fight. If me and you get in an argument, I'm ready to fight, and I ain't going to lose. I'm not going to lose. No fight. I don't believe in losing. I was playing ball for a coach one. I was crying after the game. We lost the game. He said, what you crying for? I said, we lost. I said, I can't stand to lose nothing. I come out here to win everything.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I ain't out here to lose nothing.
Yes, sir.
I want to win everything.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm out here for, to win. Why would you come to church to go to hell? Lord, help me, Jesus. Think about what the word say. If you hire me on your job and just be quiet and do what you instruct me to do until you tell me to do something else. That's the way it ought to be all the time. But we don't do it no more. We take control. You ain't never flew an airplane, but when we get up in the air and something happened to the pilot, you want to jump in the pilot seat and don't know nothing about a plane. It's ridiculous. This happened in the church. This is in the church. It's all over America today. All over America. The Bible says, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hands of God. If you ain't humble to me, you sure ain't humble to God. What you do to the least of these, my brother, you've done it to me. And you being smart aleck with me, I know you ain't. You and God ain't got no relationship at all. And don't used to tell me that, because I know better than that. I know where you arguing with me and you love God. That's a lie, and the truth ain't nowhere around. If you dislike me, you dislike God. You can't stand me, you can't stand God. The word goes on to say, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of who?
God.
Of God. That he exalts you in what? Oh, God, Lord, have mercy. The day, my day. Tomorrow, your day. That's what God works. He don't give all of us the same day. We're a messed up world if he did. We didn't know who our leaders are.
But God has given you in due season. He's going to train you. That's like me. I sit down and listen and understood and learned until my call was given. And when my call was given, I went forward. I hadn't had to sit down yet. Thank God. Thank God for that. He gave me guidance and instructions. I had a pastor that taught me, was an example to me, told me to go by what the word said. Don't listen to these brothers. Go by what the word say. And you're going to be proven in the sight of God. Now, we're coming almost to a close, but he said, casting all your care. Good God Almighty Jesus. Not some of them. All your care. Cast everything that trouble you. Give it to God. Don't go to the altar and then take the bag with you. Leave it at the altar. In the book of James, James say, if you pray first for yourself. Then you send for the elders of the church to come and tell them to pray for you and anoint you with oil, and you shall. It didn't say might or maybe, so you shall recover. I see a lot of prayers, y'all. Y'all forgive me. I don't want you to hate me. I see a lot of prayers going up all the time. Ain't nothing moving. Same condition standing. I see it. I'm 80 years old. Thank God. I see a lot of prayer. I've been seeing it all my life. But pray whole front. Just get on your knee and just pray and holler and scream. Ain't no different. Been made. The Bible said here, cast all your care upon him, for he cares. If God cares me, why won't he answer me? Why won't he come to the rescue? We go on. God's time ain't my time. I've never read in the scripture nowhere where the disciples were doing things for God and somebody was sick or ailing, and when they laid hands on them and prayed for them, they didn't recover. I ain't seen it yet. I don't know the whole Bible, but I hadn't seen it yet. I guess why I'm dyslexic so much, I'm a realist. I don't go around here and say I got curly hair when I can't even comb it. I don't lie like that. No, that's not me. That's somebody else you know, not me. We got to be real and let the Spirit of God live inside of us and teach us and instruct us in all ways of righteousness and of truth. If God care for me, he going to take care of me. Why would the scripture say it? Why would he say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you? I'm going to be with you always. I'm a child of God. Lord got to stay with me. Yes. He got to take care of me. I'm depending on him. Yes. That's the only way I know I can make it is through Jesus Christ. Amen. I can't do nothing of myself. I ain't smart enough. I ain't wise enough to do for myself. I'm dependent. And we'll help us what called the scripture, one of another. We got to be in peace with all men. Now, there's a stipulation there, if it's possible, to do so. Some people you just can't get along with. Y'all ain't mad with me, huh? Some people you just can't get along with. I'm telling them with God, love. I tried it all. I've laid on my back and let you walk on my back, and you still hate me. Just keep praying for them. Don't kill them. Keep praying for them. That God will change you. See, when God changes, you change. A lot of times, man changes you, and you ain't changed. I never will forget that we coming to close. When I was young, my parents told me, boy, you need to get baptized. You need to get baptized. So I got baptized. Early age. You see that on a lot of funeral programs. They got baptized at an early age. But when I got baptized at an early age, I wasn't saved. The Bible said, be saved and then be baptized. I had to go be, when I come to myself and let Christ come in my life, I had to go back and be baptized again the proper way that God say do it. When I acknowledge the truth, then I confess the truth. When we was coming up, they told us what to say for our testimony. And Janice, you were there. They taught us how to say that. My testimony for God. Oh, yeah, I've been through it. I can't lie to you. I'm ashamed to stand up before you and lie, because God's going to trouble me. He said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, who? That means your enemy, right? And who they say the enemy is? The devil. Everywhere you go, he's right there. You can do the best you could, and Satan don't show up. You can break your neck for somebody, Satan gonna show up. I promise you this. He gonna show up. And he gonna try to direct you on how to go. And he don't have no business trying to direct you when he ain't there. The Bible says, be sober, vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion. You know, now, listen to me good. A roaring lion means keeping a lot of noise. Oh, God, help me. You ever heard noise makers in the church? Keep a lot of noise. They never can hush their mouth. They always got something to say. They know everything. Noise makers. Get your attention. They want your attention, so you say, oh, they bad. That's a bad boy there. That's a bad girl there. Or they got it in order. And when you know it, you're following the devil. Sober. Be sober. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord Jesus. Be sober, Lord. It's a mind mission. Other words, maintain yourself. Be sober. Be sober. Self-control. Self-control. You better be glad the Holy Spirit in me. I'd have told you all. So you ain't got no self-control there. Because you say, I better be glad the Holy Spirit in you. The Holy Spirit ain't gonna never come against God's will. You got to be free. Holy Spirit set you free to serve him, to worship him, to praise him. And say, vigilant. Oh, that's to be watchful. You got to be watchful. I got to look at the congregation, and I know some stuff I need to address to them, but I'm looking out, and they ain't ready for this. I got to be very watchful. If I can find another way without changing the word of God to give it to you, I'll do it, but if I don't have the Spirit of God in me telling you what to say, I leave that alone. Because I'm finna mess up the congregation. Everything true is not to be blasted out. I know we think about that, but that ain't the way it goes. Jesus, when they came to Jesus with evil stuff in their mind, Jesus didn't answer them. He never answered them. He left it to them. He didn't answer. Jesus ain't let you catch him up in no crossfire. Pastors, leaders, you got to be wise. Church folks come to you and say, Reb, is it right to do so and so? Study about it. Reason within your mind. Reason, should I say this or say not? And whatever the Spirit tell you, do it. And you're going to be sealed until the day of redemption by God Jesus Christ. And that's what we got to do today, y'all. We got to do it God's way or we're going to fail. And I thank God for that today. I don't want to fail. I mean, I told you, I don't like to lose. I don't like to lose. If I'm playing on a losing team and y'all keep not playing up to par, I'm going to quit the team. I don't play that. I'm quitting the team. I ain't here to lose. I'm here to win. Jesus didn't come here to lose nothing. He come to win the whole battle. And he took over the whole thing. Nobody else wasn't worthy. So he came. And he did a superb job. An A-plus job for all of us. While we were yet in our sin, he died for us. We wasn't even no good. I know people don't want me to say that. But you wasn't no good. Who you